the Father Coach Club. Father to Father discussions on life terms.
Jerry Clark.
All right. So, Jerry, tell me, what would you tell yourself when you found out that when you were going to prison?
It was initial shock and disappointment because, for one, when I say shock, is because of the crime and the dollar amount and everything associated with it. On the surface and on paper, it seemed as though it would be more of a probation sentence. But when I found out I initially had to go to actual prison, it hurt me for a lot of reasons because I knew that, for one, number one, and everything, I want to be around my kids and be able to spend the time that I'm used to spend with them. So it hurts. It hurts. And I knew that when they found out that I could tell that it really hurt my. It was hurting. I can't even, just talking about it now, it just takes me back to that time because they were actually in court with me that morning at the federal building when I was sentenced.
Right.
And the only thing that I could hear out of everything after the judge gave me my sentence was all three of them crying. That's all I could hear.
So in that process, how were you able to, I guess, talk to your children? You know, once you had an opportunity to talk, what was your next process of being able to still stay connected with them?
Well, interestingly enough, when after I was sentenced, me and my three, I have three children, we all left and we had to go straight to the hospital because my dad had went into cardiac arrest that morning before I even went to court. So my dad wound up passing that same day that I got sentenced to court. I mean, sentenced to prison. So you can only imagine what was happening with me. And then they're teenagers trying to process the whole thing of losing their granddad and their dad going to prison. But we huddled up. I remember that evening on the day I got sentenced, January 20th, 2015. We huddled up after leaving the hospital and just started talking about some of the changes and things that were going to be happening. And, you know, the transition part of coming up with me being gone for pretty much the rest of the year, 2016, when I did have to turn myself in. But the good thing is I had a few weeks to really get some things in place. And my daughter, she was visiting. She had came down from college. She was going to college in New York. She came down, and we were able to, you know, huddle up, and I really just sat down with them and let them know, first of all, that I'm sorry. I felt like I let them down, but we had to get through it together. And that's the main thing, that none of us were going to be able to get through this individually. We had to get through it together.
Right. Once you turned yourself in, what about visitation? How did you handle visitation while you were in prison?
Interesting. Well, I just went through a divorce with their mother. So you can only imagine, you know, some of the emotions that were still going on. So initially I had told them and my mother that I didn't even want anybody to come see me when I was down in Montgomery, Alabama at the prison camp. But of course, as close as I am with my kids, they wanted to come see me. I didn't want them to see me because I had no idea what prison was, so I didn't know. I mean, I knew it was a camp, so it wouldn't be like the traditional prison environment, but at the same time, I still didn't know. So, but what I did was, you know, with visitations being on weekends, Saturday and Sunday, and then with holidays, with me turning myself in on March 14th, I actually did not see my children until Father's Day, 2016. So what was that? Approximately, you know, three plus months that I didn't even see them. We spoke on the phone, and I used most of my 300 minutes of every month talking to them. But that was the first time I saw them, was Father's Day weekend, 2016, after turning myself into prison on March 14th. So that was, I only saw them twice when I was in. I mean, I had a 9-month sentence, and I saw them twice while I was there.
Right. How, shame and guilt, did that overcome, did that hit you at any point?
Oh, every day. Still, I mean, at times, depending on, you know, I might be driving down a highway, and it still hit me. But definitely at that point, it was stronger. It was stronger because here I am. I got a daughter that had just went away to college. Then I had two in high school. And as you know, the teenage years with a parent is teenage years for a child, I should say, are very challenging. It was challenging for parents. So if anybody has teenagers, they know. So it was really compounded with the fact that I wasn't going to be there. And I'm very involved in my children. For example, my son plays travel baseball. I'm at every game. I used to be his coach for years. My daughters, I talk to them every day. So even, you know, with my daughter being away in college, we FaceTimed and talked. So it was like that was completely gone. So it was a lot. When I tell you a lot of guilt. And a lot of shame, because I just felt like, and I'll say it again, I felt like I let them down. I felt like I let my family down. Of course, I let myself down, because if my dad was still alive, he would have been like, damn, Jerry, come on, man. You're in prison, man. So, you know, but it was a lot of guilt. And like I say, it's still, you know, sometimes when I think of it, there's still some guilt and shame that's still there.
So how have you been able to overcome that guilt and shame without beating yourself up continuously?
Well, one thing that I realized is that you can go from sugar to shit. Excuse my language. You can go from sugar to shit so quick. No matter what you've done good out there, whether it's in a community or with being a great dad or whatever, which is what I feel people supposed to be a great dad regardless. You shouldn't get no award or accolades for it. It's something you're supposed to do. But at the same time, I just started seeing going through that storm and those storms that people that I thought was there for me really wasn't. So it made me really focus more in on myself and my well-being of being mentally, spiritually, and physically healthy. And to get back to your question, just that's what really taught me and showed me that, okay, at the end of the day, it's me and it's God, and it's me and him. It's me and God, and it's us. So that's what showed me once I, you know, started getting spiritually stronger and, you know, that, okay, I went through this storm. I weathered this storm, and I'm back. And I just got to make sure that I never put myself and my children or my family through something like that again. And I never want to see them go through it. But that's what really helped me get through it and quit beating myself up is becoming spiritually stronger.
What were some of the things you did spiritually to help to draw you closer to God and to help you to in that process?
Pray more. Just to keep it simple. Pray more.
A lot of times
you got to get knocked down to your knees. You know what I mean? You got to get knocked down to a praying position. And that's what happened to me.
So
people go through things in life and, you know, some people experience different things at different times. But sometimes you got to get knocked down to your knees. And while you're down there on your knees, only thing you can do is pray, brother.
Yeah, you're right. That's true. So since then, how have you seen your relationship with God grow even stronger?
Oh, of course. Of course. I mean, I tend to think that I had a strong relationship before, but I saw that how he brought me through these storms because I was starting to question a lot of things about life. Period, my life and just life in general and what was my purpose and different things like that because I lost a lot. I almost lost everything, pretty much, might as well say. But I've come out stronger. And I never, ever thought I would say this, and I just mentioned this to somebody the other day. That experience was really good for me as far as my future and being a better man, a better person, a better father because it taught me. I had a 9-month sentence, and somebody called me. I'll never forget before I went to prison, and they gave me the perfect analogy. They said, "What is associated with 9 months, Jerry?" And I was like, "Oh, I mean, you know what?" They was like, "The birth of the child is you. It's going to be a new Jerry Clark is going to be birthed from this situation." And I always remember that when they told me that. I always remembered it, and that's what happened. That whole ordeal, storm, whatever you want to call it, it birthed a new me. Wow. And I thank God for that. I thank God for that storm, because it cleansed a lot of things, a lot of people that I thought really was really for me, and they wasn't.
So what would you tell that brother right now who's facing that 9 years to 20 to life? How could he take just a snippet of what you said and be able to grow from that?
Well, comparing the 9 months to 9 years is different. So, I don't want to even attempt to try to, put both of them in the same, but I remember the OG told me when I got to prison, he was like, what are you doing 9 days, 9 months, 9 years? So he was like, your freedom is gone. But to answer your question is, I mean, like I said, I'm coming at it different. I turned myself in for a 9 month sentence, so I can only imagine. I can't imagine doing a 9 year bid or anything, because I consider that to be a huge amount of time. Is that, once again, I'm going to go back to being, spiritually, eat your spiritual food and become spiritually strong and stay close to those that when you do go sit down, you go find out what the folks is really on. There's gonna be some people that's gonna fall to the wayside that ain't gonna be with you for them years or whatever. But then there's gonna be people that's really gonna be there, and those are the people that you go see, and those are the people you need to stay close to, whether it's writing letters, whether it's phone calls or whatever, and of course your kids. Those are the ones that those are the people between your offspring, your seeds, and those loved ones is there. That's what's going to get you through the whole situation, because that's what got me through.
Gotcha. You had mentioned you were going through a divorce, and which meant that was a double separation. So did you transition the responsibility? Was there anybody you asked to kind of step in and be a surrogate for you while you were in prison?
I had a couple of my partners, a couple of OGs that was like, hey man, we're gonna make sure your kids are straight. And of course there was a lot of people that said that, man, my kids ain't here from the close side. But then there was a couple of people that actually said that, they dropped, your certificates off to my kids back to school shopping, or go out to my son's baseball game, or he need to go work out, or just take care of different stuff for them that they actually did. Like I had people, my daughter in college in New York, being in the music industry, I had a lot of industry friends up there that, to take my daughter shopping for whatever she needed. So there were people that stepped up. And like I said, it was a couple people that I wouldn't even had imagined that would be some of the main ones who stepped up and did that. And then there were ones who I really thought would have, and I ain't hear from. My kids ain't hear from. So, it is what it is. Because my daddy used to tell me, if it don't come out in the wash, it's going to come out in the rinse. You get to really see what it is, no matter how it come out, though.
That's real. That's real talk. Yeah, while you were in prison, did you learn anything about being a father while you were there? I mean, anything that you didn't know that just kind of enhanced your understanding of being a father? Anything you took?
Just how important being there physically and emotionally for your kids. Because I hear a lot of people say, man, I take care of my kids, man. I send child support, or I brought some shoes over there. Raising kids, don't get it wrong, financially is great, but emotionally and physically being there for the child is totally different. I saw in that time I was gone on how big of a void that was. My kids told me when I came home, they told me how it affected them just from the time. So imagine somebody, if I had a 9 month sentence, somebody that got years and that void, filling that void for that time. And they told me that it was really rough for them, because I was so involved with their emotional well-being, and I was there physically wherever. If they had something, I'm there. I'm picking them up, we there. After school, I'm helping them with homework, I'm there. I just wasn't a weekend dad. I mean, fortunately, I was married for 15 years. I was with their mother 20, so we, it was a family type thing. Even after the divorce, my son lived with me and my daughter was back and forth, and my other daughter was in college. So it was, it wasn't just a weekend thing. I'm not bashing anybody who just see their kids every other weekend. That's great, long as you have some type of presence. But what I did find out is that emotionally, that it's nothing like being emotionally there for your children. I found that out when I was gone for that period of time.
Yeah, I can only imagine that, bro.
Yes.
What did you tell yourself that you didn't know about yourself while you was in prison? Was there anything that you kind of reassessed yourself and realized that, hey, I'm stronger or weaker, I need to work on these things? Did you see anything different about yourself while you was there?
You know what? I found out that I had too many days while I was living for the city, man. And I got that from my mentor. He used to tell me that, you know, there was times when I was, I like to have fun. I like to party. I like to, smoke my cigars. And I like to have me some good vodka. You know, maybe every now and then go see a little ass at a strip club or something. But I think there was time I was living my life too much from an ego standpoint and from a flesh standpoint. And I wasn't, per se, doing what was... I was living for the city too much. I was living for the city too many times. I'm not saying don't do it, because there's a time and place for everything, but I was doing it too much, and I felt like that the new Jerry wasn't going to be that. It wasn't going to be so much ego-driven. It was just going to be, the birth of a new Jerry.
So what is that? What does the birth look like? Are you pleased with the new birth?
You saw, I love it, brother. I'm loving it. Anybody who's come across me that really know me, they'll love it too.
What?
They'll love it too. It's the new Jerry Clark. It's a new me. I'm not saying the other Jerry Clark wasn't bad. I'm sure people will tell you that he was a great stand-up guy, because I pride myself on being a stand-up overall guy. But that situation, that storm, it cleansed a lot. It cleansed a lot. It cleansed a lot.
Wow. Have your children said anything? Have they told you that I'd see a new daddy?
They haven't said it, but they our conversations, they can tell. And with the way I handle certain things now, some of the stuff where I would reacted differently, I don't. I tell them all the time, and I'm sure they probably get tired of hearing it. I just want to be happy and healthy. I'm not out here trying to judge nobody on what they do. I'm not that I ever did that. But, if it's something and if it's something that makes you happy, forget what people say. If you're not putting nobody in danger, you're not doing anything like that that's illegal, you're not touching on the little kids. If you're doing something, you live your lifestyle and it's something that makes you happy, man, go ahead and be happy. People
gonna
always have something to say, no matter what.
That's real talk. All right, I appreciate you, Jerry. That's real good.
No, I appreciate you, brother. And if anybody's listening, whether you're living a regular life or a great life, or whether you are looking at if you are looking at some prison time, hey man, this just get spiritually stronger. And keep those loved ones, those people around you that really care about you. Because you go see everybody out there know that people will turn on you, especially when they don't feel like you can do something for them anymore.
That's real.
And I'll leave it at that.